All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 4 o'clock. You missed anything? Odyssey.com rewind, including I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm going to play the role of LeVar Ball. J.J. McCarthy is going to be a Giant at number 6 overall. We're bringing Go Blue to Big Blue. Out of the weekend, people, into the middle of this week, right here, right now, essentially the Giants and Broncos have the same odds to take JJ. And I'm all aboard because I don't have a quarterback.
Gonna
I don't
shake hand across the aisle.
Yeah. It's my effort at bipartisanship. I wanted to bring this up because it's yet another reason the sport of college football and college athletics at large is dead to me. Did you guys see the Nick Saban piece? Rico, I know you did. I don't know if Kenny and... Kenny's nodding yes. Okay, I'm proud of him because normally he sees Nick Saban and he just starts cursing. But I want you to listen to this. And again, I have no problem if you take pride in the fact that you beating him in his last game. That's not what this is about, Michigan fan. I'm talking about the sport at large. Because what Nick Saban talks about is every reason I have grown to actually start to loathe college athletics. So... this is a long-form piece on ESPN that you can read about how in 3 days they got to Kalen DeBoer. But Saban was upset not only with the way his team played against Michigan, but he was disheartened about what happened afterwards in the Rose Bowl, the article says, in the locker room and back on campus when he met with players. He says, I want to be clear it wasn't the reason, but some of the events contributed, Saban said of his decision to retire. I was really disappointed in the way the players acted after the game. You got to win with class and lose with class. We had our opportunities to win. We didn't do it. And then showing your ass and being frustrated and doing that stuff, that's not who we are. But once back in Tuscaloosa, right here is the reason this whole sport is just dead. I thought we could have a hell of a team next year. And then maybe 70 to 80% of the players you talk to, all they want to know are two things. What assurances do I have that I'm going to play? Because they're thinking of transferring, and how much money are you going to pay me? Our program was built on how much value we can create in you and your future and your personal development, academic and athletic, in graduating and developing to an NFL career on the field. So I'm saying to myself, maybe it doesn't work anymore. That the goals and aspirations are just different, and it's just about how much money I can make as a college player. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's never been what we've been about and why we had success through the years. Just think about this. Where the hell does a player get off? 99% of players. There'll always be a 1% that I think has a right to ask that question. If you are Caleb Williams, you have a right to say, I want assurances I'm the starter here. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you are transferring to Ohio State and you are, pick a guy. Yes. But the point I'm making is 99% of players have no right to ask that. How much are you going to play? I don't know. How well are you going to play? You going to handle your business? Are you going to be a flunky?
Are you going to show up on time? You going to do the things that need to be done? You going to beat the guy next to you?
I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I remember it was about a month or so ago, Mike Locksley, the head coach of Maryland.
Oh, your boy.
Said, yeah, a fourth string back came up to him demanding $100,000 for next year.
And that's the other thing.
And promptly, Coach Locksley, there's the door.
The blood's not even dry, and I respect Locksley for it. The blood's not even dry on the end of the season. You lost in the national semifinal. And by the way, some of you brain surgeons effed up the last play. That's why Milroe looked so stupid on it. There were two players wide open on the damn play. The point I'm making is, Saban leaving the game is the same reason that people like me are leaving the game. That it's just, like, this recent thing while I was out of town for a few days, this Dartmouth decision. Now, I still have to go through some of it, but basically, Dartmouth men's basketball has won a ruling that they're going to be able to apply to the local union. We're done here. I mean, we're done here. So just be done with it. Like, you know what I don't need? A government cheese version of the professional leagues. That's all this is. It is. Because in the absence of actual employment, why should a fan really invest?
The fan's going to invest because it's history, it's tradition, it's the colors, it's the uniform, it's the pageantry. All of that stuff doesn't go away. Now, the actual players and how they, you know, what they, you know, they're worried about. Yeah, that's different. That's changed. Like I said, when Locksley is saying, my fourth string running back is coming up to me demanding $100,000. And he's like, son, you're fourth string for a reason. Like he couldn't come out and say how bad he was, but yes, it has changed. The mindset has changed.
But there's no contracts. That's my whole point, Rico. With contracts, it fixes some of this.
It does. But
I can invest in you if you're going to be here, and if you're a mercenary, I don't need to bother.
This goes to what I've said, and this is why I think the NCAA is going to go bye-bye, because the NCAA could have put a stop to this.
Yes.
They wanted chaos. Once they lost, they said, fine, do whatever you want. You didn't want to listen to me. And they just let the guardrails go.
You just nailed it. No, you just nailed it. I think before we kick off the season this fall, you're going to have some serious traction. The power conferences are splitting from the NCAA.
Why do you think that the 14-team playoff got pushed through and the guarantee? I don't know what you hear when we talk. The guaranteed spots. Big Ten is guaranteed 3 spots, mm-hmm. No matter what. Mike, when you look at the 14 teams, 9 teams are guaranteed a spot who didn't have to win anything. But you have a spot in there. Why? Because they didn't want the Big Ten. They didn't want the SEC to walk away. The ACC and the Big 12 realize we're no longer Batman. We're Robin. We'll just take our 2 guaranteed spots and go
especially
in the corner.
You're from the ACC with what happened to Florida State this year. And by the way, it was the right move. I know that Costa's going to be upset I said that. Jordan Travis dying ended their season. I can't put you in with Bobby Fassenbacher at quarterback. It just can't happen.
But see,
whatever his name is, Kenny, don't shake your head in disapproval. But Bobby Booby Maker, whatever his name is, I don't know. The guy stinks.
I like the fact that, here's the thing. At least with the 12-team playoff, it was the 4 conference champions get to bye, and then we're going to go into a pool of all the other teams and take the top 7 plus a group of 5 team, the welfare team.
It's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Everything you said is right, Rico. The money, someone's going to whisper into their ear, you know, if you 2 break away and we just get rid of the filler, you can make even more money. They're breaking away. And college football, as you know, it's going to be totally dead.
I think we got really close to breaking away with the Big Ten and the SEC.
I don't think they're going to do it for a year, Rico. One of your scumbag friends in the TV executive world will whisper and nibble on their earlobe, and it's over.
You got 1 year because the contract's up at 2025, and that's when this new playoff is going to happen. Now, I got a feeling they're going to really take care of the Big Ten and the SEC this season. They're going to get a lot of favorable calls because they don't want to upset the apple cart. Because if they walk away.
Oh, he wants to take your head off. David, go ahead. No, don't do the Jean-Luc Picard rubbing your face. Talk to the man.
It's because, Rico, I hear and I understand everything you're saying. But the minute you say tradition, I stop listening. No offense. It's because there's no tradition anymore.
There is tradition.
If the players don't care
That's right.
about the tradition at the school, they're going there to get paid, then I don't care about tradition. If there's tradition in college football, then why is USC and UCLA in the Big Ten? Why is Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC?
David, they're still
traditional.
They're still going to play each other.
That's not tradition.
Change the mask head on the top
there
of the letterhead.
There is no tradition anymore. It is the NFL. It's all about the color and the logo on their
there
head.
There is tradition.
That's what I'm watching for.
Okay, when Central Michigan takes on Western on a Tuesday night, that's tradition.
No tradition. I don't care about it. They don't care about it.
Here's the other thing. Listen. I am psychologically okay if my NFL football players don't give a rip about my community. They don't care about my city. They play for pay, right? There is something that is totally asinine about college-aged young men not even being remotely affiliated with the school. Pro teams are a football business. Mm-hmm. Schools are schools. It's something I'll never wrap my mind around. Now, if you give contracts and if I recruit you and the finances are a big part of it, but you're signing where you actually want to be, I can re-engage with this. But this stuff, Saban's commentary, that is as damning as it gets.
But I mean, a lot of it too, Saban's not blameless because Saban went the role of grandfather and at the end of the season where he didn't do Nick Saban-like things when players would screw up and he's patting them on the back. That's okay, son.
I think he knew he was done, Rico.
He did.
He knew he was done.
He did. And you know who else knew that? The players. So Saban became a substitute teacher. And we all know when you got a substitute teacher that you don't respect, you
but
do
I don't
whatever
blame
you
him.
Want.
I don't blame him for leaving because I look at it, I'm Nick Saban. I've got, what, 7 national titles? Yeah. Hold on. I don't even know your name. Why am I re-recruiting you? Oh, your feelings are hurt. I'm not doing
now,
this.
Now, see, that's the problem. I do agree with you. I know you think that I'm trying to ruin this.
It's a good bit for the show.
I know, but the whole contract thing, because if you have a good game, don't show up to my office and say, hey, we need to renegotiate.
No, that's what Roberto does. Yeah. I made a good song. You don't get free lunch.
Right, because when you fumbled the ball twice and dropped 3 passes, I wasn't calling you into my office saying, we need to renegotiate. So, yes, I like the fact that you could do the 1-year, 2-year, 3-year, 4-year deal.
Something, man.
And once we're done, we're done. If you sign a 2-year deal,
that's it.
Then yeah, I got to renegotiate with you after your sophomore year, not after your 3rd game as a freshman.
And if I recruit you and I know the terms going in, that allows fans to re-engage, but it allows coaches, wait for it, this is a novel concept, it allows coaches to coach.
Yep. Yeah, it's why Chip Kelly said, I'm happy. I knew I didn't want to do this, and I'm actually happy taking a demotion being the OC at Ohio State because all I got to do is coach. That's Ryan Day's job to be the concierge and make sure everybody's happy.
That's all. One segment on it. I wanted to get your reaction. I just thought Saban's comments were really interesting, and it sucks. I mean, I am sad when I see legendary coaches leave the sport because whether you love to hate them, hate to love them, they are central to the sport. Great college coaches are bigger than the program, and we're losing it. We got guys leaving Power 5 programs to be coordinators.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, I know. I don't want to be old man yelling at clouds, but I know there's
old man yelling at me.
No, there's a lot of people that agree with me. Let's not make this like I have some tinfoil outer space laser theory.
college football and college basketball are largely fugazi right now. And I mean, Nick Saban's, what's wrong?
What you just said, I was thinking of an interview I saw.
Yeah.
And how the reaction was to that.
Pretty sure the whole free world was. David, go ahead.
Nick Saban didn't work for free, so there's nothing wrong with the players asking
Nobody
for money.
Nobody said that. Stop. Please. Like, try to listen to what we're saying. No, David, I'll tell you, as I get older, I get pissed. You know, I spend a lot of time, we take our time talking through these things. It's not flippant. It's not void of context. And then you go to the ticket text and you get Idiocracy. But it has electrolyte. No, I want the players to be paid. But what I don't want is just this collection of mercenaries. There is no structure. There is no sense. It's the equivalent of Rico and I showing up on a daily basis and determining what we get paid based on the quality of yesterday's show. That's not how it works. Yes, Kenny.
That was such a false equivalency, though.
I know.
Nick Saban, legendary head coach, third string safety. Not the same
right
thing.
Guy who has not tied his shoes, greatest coach in the history of the sport. That's what, Kenny, I was not upset at you. It's people. That's really what this comes down to. We are sliding so far back as a society, intelligence-wise. David, try again.
The entire NIL thing will continue to destroy college football, and I hate it. I wish college football was the way it was back in the day.
It's not the entire NIL. It's what Mike just said. You have to have some structure with this because players should. Because when you see the networks are paying the schools hundreds of millions of dollars in the billion-dollar TV deals that they're making, and the players are getting $600 to be in a video game, that's not right either.
But it's not the responsibility of EA Sports. It's the responsibility of the schools to be paying these guys.
Right, and the school always goes, well, we can't pay you. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can because tuition's gone up 300% last 30 years. You pieces of human refuse.
Oh, no. Here's the
stop.
Here's the dirty little secret. Fox, in joking about Caitlin Clark trying to get her to stay and play one more year at Iowa, basically told everybody they came up with an NIL package to get her not to go to the WNBA because she was making Fox so much money.
Yeah.
All of her games were one of the highest rated games that they said, what if we just pay you? Not Iowa. We'll give you some of this TV money, Caitlin.
Listen, while I have a serious disagreement about being the all-time leading scorer, based on the fact that Pistol Pete did not have a three-point line and did not play his freshman year because freshmen were ineligible to play, it is not the same record. Caitlin Clark is fantastic. And I'll tell you, she's a hell of a lot more fun than basically anyone in the men's game.
Well,
but the record is not the same.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's not. And we also, but here's the thing. The women's game is so much more popular. You can name off her, Angel Reese. You can name off women's players. You can, Mike, because you watch games. The average person couldn't tell you two players on Houston or UConn who are the top teams in the nation.
What about Caravan?
You only know about Zach Edey because you live in the Big Ten footprint.
Men's college basketball has not been in a worse place in a long time. You probably have to go back to the 70s for it to be in a...
You know the one person that most people can name you, and he plays on a hot garbage team, and he has a famous dad, is Bronny James.
Wow, good pull. But he actually stinks, too. David, go ahead.
Don't tell his dad that.
I'm sorry. He's not good, Rico.
Uh-oh, he's going to tweet about you saying, you can't say that about my son.
Some loudmouth host in Detroit says something about my son.
No, but it's not personal. I've watched the games. He needs to stay in school.
No, you're right. We believe you're right. We're with you. It's LeBron is the one that says
he needs to be able to kiss the Trojan floor on senior day.
He just needs time. It's not
and by
this
time, 5 years.
It's okay, I'm not going that far. I'm just saying, progression and growth is not linear. Sometimes I'll let it go. Fine. But I ain't drafting him in the first round.
I mean, he'll have a better career than Marcus Jordan.
Or Marcus Taylor.
Okay.
That's not saying much, Rico.
Look, we're trying to stay positive. Coming up at 4:45, Kelvin Torbert.
Hey, his kid's coming.
Hopefully his jumper isn't broke like daddy's.
it's not. His jumper's
does his kid shoot it on the way down too?
The famous shot that ended the streak when they went back and saw, no, he didn't release the ball.
That's right, yeah. Because he took 7 seconds up and down. Now I'll release it. Yeah. Yes, David.
I'm so sorry.
I know you're not.
Mark in Northville says, I think a big part of the no school loyalty mercenary mindset is the AAU and travel teams. They aren't connected to their middle or high school, so why would they be in college?
And they're not learning how to play ball. That's not a shot at the good people who are involved with AAU. It's a shot, really, at parents. Because you heard Jamal Crawford say this this weekend. Jamal, former NBA player, great scorer. Jamal Crawford's deeply involved in AAU. And he said it. It's not the kids that are the problem. It's the parents. They all think their kid's going number one in the draft. They don't want to learn. They don't want to learn the game.
And maybe that person is right, because I do think that AAU ruined the NBA because AAU created the super team, because they all played together and said, one day we'll all get together and play in the NBA together. And there's also no loyalty, because, David, you could play on my AAU team this weekend, and next weekend Mike can see you playing, and now you've left my team. And I'm like, David, what are you doing over there?
Sounds like college football.
Yeah.
Let's go to Damon, 97.1. Hi, Damon.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Damon?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Listen, I know it's a different subject. I'm going back to the free agency with the Lions.
No problem.
And I think personally, when Brad Holmes started out with his first draft, he went to the trenches, offensive line, defensive line. If he can do that with his free agency and pick up Mike Emenu from the Patriots, if make a splash and get Christian Wilkinson. Could you imagine what we could do in the draft by filling in the gaps? I don't mind getting a cornerback in the draft after that, man. Like that first pick, and then get Zenter in the third. You pick up another defensive player for the line in that second round. I really do that to get Snead, but that's just me.
No, and that's okay. So, Damon, understand something. I am not married to one player. I'll continue to say this. Whenever news breaks about the best players positionally that fit this team, we're going to talk about it. And I am usually the guy who wants to have that, you know, George Steinbrenner approach. We're going to go after it. But Damon, if they go out and let's say it's Kendall Fuller, let's say it's Christian Wilkins, I'll never knock those moves. But it is all about free agency for me. Largely with the draft, Damon, he has carte blanche to do whatever he wants to do. He's proven he knows what he's doing with the draft. You know what he hasn't proven? Free agency. So I need to see that. I'm with you. If you want to go out and get Michael Onwenu, fine. Strength on strength. Jonah out the door. We're bringing in a guy who's got flexibility. We know.
From here, so he may have a little more pride playing here.
Or more of a reason not to come back here. He knows the roads and the gray skies.
Put him on a 97-yard field, he'll flourish.
Oh, man. A little Kaz Tech humor for everybody.
Enjoy.
Got a hell of a math program down at CT, don't they? Measure twice, cut once, David.
Oh, I hate y'all.
Just had to happen.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
David, what do you have?
Rico talked about how good Fields can be elsewhere, or someone saying Fields will be a good running back wherever he ends up. Can't play quarterback, though.
That is not true, not fair, and I'm going to ignore that.
Yeah.
And it's a tinge racist, I have to tell you. It sounds like a lot of 1976 commentary.
Right. It does.
The reality is the man can play quarterback if you provide him with weapons. Can I just add this? 2 years ago, when he single-handedly carried the Bears in the second half of the season, name the best offensive player then. Look, I don't like the fact that if you acquire Fields, you will have to pay because he's in the fifth-year option. But make no mistake about it. The man has played quarterback collegiately at a very high level. And then he went to a terrible franchise with a
that offense, never supported him.
With a staff that didn't want him, got fired, hired defensive coach. Look, he's a reclamation project that's worth a chance. To say he's a running back is just, it's stupid.
Yeah, that he's not a running back. He just may not be a great quarterback. That's fine to say.
But you know what? Let me see him with an offensive line, a real running back, and some wide receivers. You know, stuff that quarterbacks have.
The basics.
Right. Rico calling Belichick and Saban the same as Statler and Waldorf killed me. LOL.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He isn't wrong at all.
Why is it that everyone, like Rico was saying this during the commercial break, like they got Ron Rivera up on ESPN talking about the Commanders pick. It's a little bit tough considering they fired your ass 10 minutes ago. Why does everyone who loses their job in the NFL immediately get a TV gig? Like, who has ever sat in their recliner and said, damn, I really wonder what Ron Rivera has to say about this?
Because you figure, oh, they're going to give us some type of insight. They're going to give us that nugget. They're going to tell us what really happens behind the velvet rope.
No, they don't. Because then they'd have to out their friends.
They want another job. So they're just going on there. So hire me.
Nick Saban just said how much he hated the sport. Great. Let's put him up on TV.
Well, you should have seen him introduce him. They went through his resume and every team he got fired from there. Hey, he's sitting right here next to us. Like, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough. Someone else says, hey, David, Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson to your Steelers? Death, not an option. Who are you choosing?
Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. That's
but it's easy. Not an option because what? He's going to Atlanta. You're getting Russell.
But see, here's the thing about Russell, though.
Danger Witch.
I'm not a Russell fan. But you could sign so many more people because the Broncos are paying his salary next year.
Yeah, but what does he sign for? Like, I know he could sign for the league minimum.
I think that he will sign for the league minimum, Mike, because if – no, because if he signs for anything like – anything he signs more than that, that comes – gets deducted from what the Broncos
right,
are going to pay
the
him.
The players union erupt? That's the only thing I think about. It's the old A-Rod principle. They won't let him take nothing.
No. They approved that deal. So it's set up that if you let me go, the players union are saying, wait, so you're going to get $39 million from the Broncos? Yeah. All right, go ahead and sign for a million.
David, here's the reality. All right?
That's a great life to have.
Oh, it's tremendous. David, Russell Wilson, 1 year. Come on.
No, I'm good.
But think
what are
about,
you gonna do?
I'll just go with Kenny Pickett.
Think of all the money you could bring in other free agents, and you can draft a quarterback next year.
First of all, they don't sign free agents, big name free agents. So what are we gonna spend the money on?
Well, you have it. I don't
we're not. We don't do that in Pittsburgh. We get minimum guys.
Well, guess what? They go buy those sandwiches you put fries on.
Or Manny Brothers.
Yeah, that.
Those are disgusting.
They're very dry
because they got the that.
Let's just keep going.
There's some here.
I wanted to bring this up. Yeah. I have a bit of an issue. Now, not that Rico's going. I know this is a very enjoyable evening. He is the grand marshal of tonight's festivities. This is a big deal for him. Rico will be headed up to senior night at what used to be the Breslin Center. It's now become a play palace. So I have a question, and I don't want to ask Rico because he'll be upset, but I think asking David or Kenny is far more appropriate. Should a senior class that has accomplished nothing actually be awarded with a senior night?
They're technically seniors, so.
David, the tradition of Michigan State, when you're a basketball player, every class that had gone up there had produced a Final Four. This is a class that has produced nothing but some of the worst basketball of my lifetime. 13 losses a year. They're soft. They're not good. I would rope off the logo. They should do what they do in the locker room where you're not allowed to stand on the S. They should not be allowed to kiss the logo.
Yeah, this is the first.
Is this a sidebar? Am I allowed in?
This is
a sidebar. Come on in.
Is the first class since Izzo pretty much started building that they haven't won anything, right? So I wouldn't. Yeah, they don't deserve it.
Yeah, this is the. Yeah, this is probably the first class that really didn't accomplish.
That's it. No tradition. I don't think they hung a banner. You will not kiss the logo.
No Big Ten. No Big Ten championship.
Nothing.
No Final Four.
13 losses a year minimum.
Technically.
Haven't entered the tournament ranked ever.
Technically, like Malik Hall was on the last Final Four team, but he wasn't. He was on the bench.
Thank you for saying
that. So they don't deserve a senior day. And then
I said thank you before people text in and say, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But it's a tradition.
No.
And you still have to allow that. As a matter of fact,
No.
The Big Ten Network is actually doing like an hour long segment on all the seniors that did that, starting from Sean Westbrook.
They should have security around the logo. We've heard so much about court storming. Security around the logo. And I get all the former great players who have won something up there. They should be the security.
You want logo bouncers is what you want?
Logo bouncers tonight.
Could you imagine the video of Steven Izzo getting arrested because he got too close to the logo?
Not arrested. But it's Kevin Willis boxing him out from kissing the logo.
I mean, but if you get close... Mike, if you got bouncers, the bouncers can escort you out.
Andre Hudson and a taser.
It's a bunch of Uncle Phils.
Ah! Right, that's right. Throwing them right out. Kenny Goins is back. We get Al Anagonye in a suit with an earpiece guarding the logo tonight.
Nah, see, I think Al just needs to be in a cutoff shirt. That's more intimidating.
Cutoff flannel like Ronnie Coleman. Put him out there.
They're like, why is Walker flying by my ear as I walk in the wrestling?
Steve Smith's kid tries to kiss it. Yep, t-shirt cannon.
Davis, you got to let Davis. Come on, man.
I ain't got to do nothing. The standard is the standard. Now, if they want to kiss I'll go over to the ag school. We'll get a cow or something, and they can plant one on old Bessie.
The standard is they're a family, and not all family members turn out to be successful.
Yeah, well, this family's dysfunctional.
You know what? No, I'm saying occasionally you may have the one sibling who's a lawyer, and is a doctor, and it's an accountant, and then you have the one who, give me 5 minutes, and I can tell you about this great scheme
Will
I got
Will you
to get
be
rich.
Kissing the logo tonight?
No.
Okay.
Many times the parents get blamed, and maybe Izzo should be his senior day.
Oh, no. Hold on now. On a serious note, did you hear his comments?
I did. Yes.
You can tell he's starting to hear it. He's starting to feel it because he's doing the unsolicited. Man, nobody said it's your last year. Nobody said, like, Tom, it's okay. This is a bad product. You're responsible for it. It's okay. You get paid like $5 million a year. Chill. Fix it. Mm-hmm. But if you walked away, I'd tip my cap. I wouldn't be mad because he don't look like a man who's having a good time. And Lord knows his fans, us watching it.
I think he sees what we see. This is a team, a program for the last 4 years.
Okay,
that did
back
not
me
do
on
what
this.
They were supposed to.
Back me on this, and I'll bail you out. If they lose to Northwestern tonight, you need to guard the logo. If you lose a third straight game as a 10-point... No. Hear me now.
I cannot walk on the court,
You
Mike.
Can. Remember the
Security.
Picture... Remember the picture of Sparty and Javon Ringer guarding the logo?
Mm-hmm.
That's you. I need you in a Sparty costume play security.
Sparty, come with me.
Right. You and Johnny Spirit. If they lose to... If their last three home games are a loss to Iowa as a 10-point favorite, a loss to OSU as a 10-point favorite, and a loss to shorthanded Northwestern as a 10-point favorite, you have a duty to the listeners of this radio show and the Spartan fan base. You protect that logo. No one. No kissy-kissy. Get out. Now, if you want to let the kid who dresses as a waffle kiss the logo, let him. He's done more than these seniors.
The waffle kiss. I don't think secure.
Guard the logo.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Put the bat signal up.
Okay. You should come up there and help me.
Man, I got better things to do than watch that nonsense. Call up your boy, John Garavalli. You get him up there, guard that logo.
Gotcha.
Be the first time in his career he boxed anyone up.
What's X doing? Maybe I can get him. Oh, no, he's actually doing stuff for your Celtics.
I'll tell you what he's probably doing.
Come see that black.
Oh. Only person who's been busier is Cam Newton and Nick Cannon.
To stiffen it up.
Thank you, David. You know what? While I can't control that there is a senior night tonight, I want to speak something better into existence. And it is my attempt at bringing the family together. We're going to do it next. I have a draft proclamation I'd like to make, and I think if you're a Michigan fan, you're going to be very interested. We will do it next. Rico, protect this house tonight. They lose to Northwestern. I don't care if you get arrested. I'll bail you out. No one kisses that logo. They lose Northwestern.
All right. I don't want any, one of these. Who this? No. Who this?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. All right. 97.1.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.